Coach, congratulations. The victory here on senior nights here, senior parent night, I should say. But you guys started out real good, 7-0. Had some nice runs in that first half. Took a 20-point lead in the locker room and never looked back.
The kids were looking forward to playing. I mean, you know, Holcomb's playing, you know, really well. And, you know, we've had some games where our guys haven't gotten to play very much. And, you know, they were looking to play a good team. And, you know, Holcomb's definitely that.
Hey, you guys had some nice pressure out high in that first quarter, forcing some early turnovers. And, you know, Holcomb kept fighting back and fighting back, but I think your runs were just too big and really took them out of their ball game and what they wanted to do.
We had a lot of guys that, you know, played well. I mean, you know, we had some bounces out of the basket that we, you know, we're hoping to, you know, fall down. But, you know, we had some, you know, guys knocked down some big shots right there. You know, so, you know, any time you can get some three stuff going and then, you know, add on the inside stuff. I thought we had some nice back cuts where Brett found Ty one time, and we had a couple of Joey went back door. And, you know, against pressure defense, you got to have that ability to go do those type of things. And, you know, if they cut, you know, the ball will find them.
It was a nice high-paced ball game there, and you had some good balance scoring once again tonight. It's just the last few games especially, we've noticed really the balance of scoring. Nobody, I mean, you have one or two in that 20-point range, but then you have a lot of those in the 8, 9, 10-point margin or range.
Well, I think, you know, Coach Novak and I both have that same philosophy. Is, and unless somebody is really on fire, you know, the more weapons you have out there, the better off you're going to be. And, you know, we got guards that can score. We got guards that, you know, don't shoot as much as, you know, they could on, you know, some different teams. And, you know, part of that is because we got good post guys that can finish. And, you know, the thing about us is we have a high assist-to-basket ratio, you know, throughout the year. And, you know, of course, when we count the made free throws, you know, with an assist, too. If they made that pass, that would get it to them. But, you know, our guys are unselfish, and, you know, sometimes they get disappointed when they don't get to play a whole lot. But, you know, that the long-range goal is, you know, keep on, you know, getting better and stay healthy and, you know, make as many steps as you can throughout the year.
Defense was solid once again tonight, holding their two leading scores well below, about half below their season average.
Well, I think Heath made up for it as far as Tucker. I mean, the kid's a player, and, you know, the more he fits into their scheme, you know, in the next couple of weeks, you know, tougher they're going to be in sub-state. So, you know, we know they got all kinds of weapons. I mean, LaSalle's a very good guard. Bennett on the inside is tough. You know, you got, I think every guard that is in Holcomb from sixth grade on up can hit a three. So, you know, they got a lot of shooters, and, you know, that they got kids that are real physical on that inside.
Well, you go to Colby on Friday night, and you have the league championship already wrapped up. You'll be winning outright there. Third straight year you guys win the league championship, and you do it against Holcomb once again.
Well, senior night, I mean, you know, it's a, you know, special night for the seniors. And, you know, fortunately, you know, we got one more sub-state game here to start, you know, that week out. But our guys have been so special, you know, throughout their career as far as their seniors. I mean, you know, we got two or three seniors that could start on a lot of different teams, you know, around the area. And, you know, they realize that, you know, their role is what it is, you know, right now. And it'd be because they will accept that role, they make us better. But, you know, this is a group that, you know, that they're not in trouble in the classroom. You know, they've had great careers in other sports, and you know, basketball is kind of sandwiched in between everything that they want to do.
Well, it's been a fun run here, and we look to keep it going there. A 17-1 as you head to Colby on Friday. Coach, thanks for joining us here, and best luck to you coming up on Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.